right, friends, we're about to get started with the rest of our service today. And as, like I told you, because I like to invite the chaos, we're going to do our best to keep all of our kiddos here for the rest of the service. And if at any point, though, you feel like you need to come grab your kiddo or whatever, need to slip out, that is perfectly fine. No big problem. But here's what I need from you guys. Do you guys think y'all can help me teach our parents a little bit more about the verses that we talked about this week? Awesome. All right, if nobody else, Sutton's got my back. All right, so here's what I've got for you today. In our VBS celebration, we're going to talk about our journey with Christ through this life. And whenever I think about a journey, kiddos, whenever y'all think about going on a journey, Landry, what does it mean to go on a journey? What does that word mean, to be on a journey?
To travel to other lands.
See, I told y'all, Sutton's got my back. We're going to travel to another land. I don't know what land we're going to, but we are about to travel to that land. And when we travel to that land or that new destination, is it a short time or a long time? What do y'all think, Mace? That's exactly right. Whenever I think about a journey, I think about it being a long time. And usually with a journey, there is a specific starting point and there is an end point. So if we think about our life being a part of this journey, the part of the journey that I want you to think about with me today is our journey with Christ. All right, kiddos, y'all help me out. Waterfall, waterfall. Shh, very good. All right, so let's talk about this journey with Christ. Because on day one, we talked about when that journey started. It started with Jesus opening the what?
Gate.
We opened the gate. All right, so let's go to our first verse. John 10:9, which is what you guys know. Jesus says, I am the gate, right? And whoever enters through it will be saved. All right, so here's what I want you guys to see in John 10:9. Here's what's happening. Kiddos, y'all listen up, because this is something new that we didn't talk about the other day. You have a gate, Emma? Can I go through it? You weren't sure about that one, were you? That's okay.
It's at my house.
Is it at your new house or your old house? At the old house? I got you, sis. All right, so in John 10:9, when Jesus talks about being the gate.
At my new house, I'm going to live by horses.
You're going to have horses at your new house? We're all going to Emma's house to ride horses. Are they your horses, though? We might better ask. I love it. I love it. I think I'm going to go sit down and let Sutton and Emma teach the rest of the service. I love it. You guys are all invited to Emma's house, whether mom and dad says so or not. You guys are invited. So in John 10, in verse 9, Jesus is talking about being the gate. But guys, check this out. Y'all help me out. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, if you want to open your Bible and look there, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees because just before this, in John chapter 10, Jesus has talked to the Pharisees because the Pharisees are upset with Jesus. Can y'all believe that, kiddos? Can y'all believe that there was anybody that would be upset with Jesus? Does that sound good or does that sound bad? That sounds bad. Why in the world would they be upset with Jesus? Well, it turns out that they were upset because he healed a blind man. Everybody do this. Kiddos, y'all help me out. Everybody put your hands over your eyes. It's just like the song that we just sang. The man was blind, so he couldn't do what? He couldn't see, but all of a sudden, because of Jesus, what did he do?
He let him see.
He let him see. That's right. And so he did this, but here's the tricky part. Y'all listen. He did it on a day that the Pharisees thought he shouldn't be able to heal somebody. But guys, help me out. Easton, when is a good day to do good things?
Every day.
There we go. Every day's a good day to do good things. That's exactly right. So Jesus says, hey, I'm the gate. And just like Emma said, Emma, when can we come to your house?
When it's done.
When it's done. And when it's done, we're going to Emma's house. Just like that, Jesus said, hey, I'm the gate. You guys come through me and go to the Father. Do y'all know that it reminds me of another verse? All right, waterfall, waterfall. Shh. Anna Claire Sutton, y'all listen. It reminds me of another verse of what John would write just a few chapters later. If we go to John chapter 14, everybody flip in your Bible if you have one, and go to John chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. It's on the screen. So Jesus answered, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He also says, no one comes to the Father except through me. And if you really know me, you will know my Father too. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So here's what Jesus is doing in John 14. They're at their Last Supper. And Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he's giving them some bad news. What is the bad news that Jesus is telling his disciples at the Last Supper? Does anybody know? Michael, what is Jesus telling the disciples at the Last Supper?
I
First, he says one of them is going to betray them. That's exactly right. And he also tells Peter, hey, you're going to deny me three times. And Peter's like, no way, Jose. But Jesus is also telling them, hey, my time on earth is about to end. So one of his friends named Thomas in John chapter 14 says, Jesus, what about this? He says, if I can't find you and you're no longer here with us, what are we going to do? So think about this. Your mom and dad, what if all of a sudden your mom and dad were gone? Would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing!
It'd be a bad thing. We'd be having a hard time trying to find our way. But Jesus, this is what he says. He says, because you guys knew me, you know the Father. And he reminds Thomas in that moment that because you know me, you will always know the way to the Father. So kiddos, check this out. If we learn to live for Jesus and we learn who Jesus is, we know who the Father is in heaven. How cool is that? Is that cool? Give me a thumbs up if you think that that's cool. I think that that's super cool. All right, so what else did we learn? That was first day. We also learned that Jesus is our what? He's our shepherd. Where would we read about that at? Very good. We would read that in the Psalms. From which Psalm? Do y'all remember? Psalm 23, right? So let's jump over to Psalm 23, and let's talk a little bit about the Lord being our shepherd. All right, he's the gate, and he is our
shepherd.
That's our shepherd. All right, so look, what if we said that we had to try to take these cows to a new place? Are those cows going to go find their place on their own?
No.
Probably not. What do they need?
They need us.
They need us. You got it right, Sutton. I love it, sis. Right? They need us. And so you and I, all right, y'all listen.
We need to feed them.
And we got to feed them too, Sutton. You're exactly right, sis. And so we see that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord helps to guide us. Gotcha.
He helps to help us too.
That's right, son. He's going to guide us. He's going to protect us. And he's going to lead us. So the Lord, when we make him the... What were you saying, Aunt Claire?
He helps us learn about Jesus.
He helps us learn about Jesus. That's exactly right. So in Psalm 23, we talk about the Lord being our shepherd. And he's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. And he's going to protect us. And we could talk a little bit about shepherd. All right, so here's a cool story that you guys remember. Do y'all remember King David in the Bible? Before he was king, who did he kill? Do y'all remember? He killed a giant named Goliath. But before he killed a giant named Goliath, what was his job? He was a shepherd. And what did he kill to protect his sheep? Y'all remember? Lions and bears, right?
And so...
And wolves. He was protecting his flock. I love it. All right. Then what else did we learn? We're almost done. The chaos ensues, right? All right. So then we also talked about Matthew chapter 13. One of my favorite parts of scripture. Because what did we get to talk about? That's right, talking about people who are sick. Because we take God's word and we plant it where? Where do we want to plant God's word?
In our heart.
In the good thing. Sutton, you just come on up here, girl. Come on. There's no need for you to sit on the pew anymore. All right, so Sutton, when we put God's word into your heart, tell me again, what does it do?
It grows bigger.
I love it. You just stay here, girl. You ain't going nowhere. All right, so it grows bigger. And we grow. So, Sutton, when you and I grow up and our heart gets bigger, does that mean that we do mean things to other people?
No!
No way. We do good things to other people.
Yeah.
That's right. When we put God's word into our heart, we grow. Does that mean that you're going to get shorter when you put God's word into your heart?
No!
No way. You're going to get taller. You're going to get strong. But even more importantly, we grow in the Lord. Our spiritual growth is going to grow in our heart. Sutton, how big is your heart going to be if you put God's word in? Way bigger, right? And so Sutton, just like she was telling us, God's word gets into our heart and we grow and we grow and we grow. Do you think we would ever stop growing in the Lord, Sutton?
No!
Girl, you got this, right? So we're not even going to stop growing in the Lord. All right, think about this, Sutton. Do you think Mr. Brandon can still grow in the Lord? Do you think God still has some things to teach me?
Yes!
Absolutely, right? And you guys are growing in the Lord, right? And so I love it. That's why Miss Chelsea, Miss Jamie, and Miss Devin and I, we love putting God's word into your heart and teaching you about the Lord. All right, what about day four? Sutton, do you remember who did we talk about on day four? The prodigal what?
The prodigal
Close, really close, really close. There you go, the prodigal son. Because the prodigal son, he was missing. And what did he go do? Did he do good things or bad things?
Good things.
Eventually, he did. But what did he do first?
He found his way home. The lost son found his way home.
I'm going to sit down. All right, so the lost son found his way home, and his dad did what? Was he mad at him?
He put a party
on for him. So when the Lord realizes that we come back home, the Lord throws a party for us too. Do you think God's good at throwing parties, Sutton?
Yeah!
Absolutely. So the Lord throws parties for us when the lost are found. And then finally on day 5, right? Sutton, me and you, maybe not you, but me, I'm tired. Is that okay? Can I be tired sometimes?
No!
Why not? What does the Lord say, Sutton, in Galatians 6:9? He says,
Don't get tired of doing good work. Yeah.
Good job. Hey, I didn't teach this girl. Somebody, the Lord done taught you, hadn't he, Sutton? Mm-mm. You don't think? Who taught you all of this?
No one.
You just knew it. It's just in your heart, isn't it? One of the things that I love about this, and look, I promise, I didn't work with Sutton. She's just got this. When we put the Lord in our life and we begin to fill each other with the goodness of the Lord, all it can do is overflow out of our mouth, right? And sometimes it overflows with a lot of excitement. And sometimes it doesn't, right? But either way, Sutton, we can't grow weary and tired of doing the Lord's work, right?
No!
No way. We got to keep on doing the Lord's work all through our life. And so here's what I can tell you. There are times in my life, I know this is going to be hard to believe, Sutton, whenever Mr. Brandon gets tired. I know I'm not supposed to, but I get tired. And so does that mean that I sit down and I quit doing the Lord's work?
No!
No way, right? I need that on repeat in my life, I think, right? I need a reminder from Sutton every day to continue to do the Lord's work. Because what is the best work we can do, Sutton? That is awesome. We're going to continue to do his work and listen to him. Sutton, you're the best. Go have a seat. So I know that it was a little crazy. It was a little out of balance. It was a little wild. Some of our friends or kiddos are visiting up here. But I hope that today you've gotten to see a glimpse into what the children's ministry is all about. We don't always get it right. Miss Katie, do we always get it right with our kiddos? We don't. There are times. In fact, Brother Jeff mentioned earlier, I was sitting by Katie, and I'm not picking on her because I'm the same way. Brother Jeff said, a lot of our helpers can't wait till the next VBS. And Katie and I looked at each other. How about we have 365 days till the next VBS? Okay? Give us a little bit of time before we try to do this again. But she is exactly right, right? We do sometimes need a little bit of time to rest, but sometimes we got to remember to continue to push on. I remember in our life, Katie and I can tell you this story, and many others in our church can tell you this story. We went through the journey of foster care, which wasn't always easy, but it was always worth it. And so here's what I want to finish with, and they already put it on the screen for us. The journey, kiddos, think about this, is the journey through life, even with Christ, always going to be easy? What do y'all think? Is life always easy? It's not always easy, but it is always worth it, right? Just like Sutton was talking about, it's worth getting up and doing the Lord's work every single day. I saw some statistics, and I'll finish with this. I saw some statistics the other day that said that when we read God's word on our own one time a week, does it make much difference in our life? It really doesn't, right? That's right. So it really don't make a whole lot of difference. It's good, but it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. 2 days in the word. Is that better than one day, guys?
No!
Sutton. Yes, Sutton, say yes. Thank you. All right, so 2 days in the Word is better than 1 day in the Word. But even 2 and 3 days of reading God's Word a week really doesn't make a significant difference in our life. What the statistics say is that if we will spend 4, 5, 6, 7 days in God's Word a week, our lives will be changed for the good, right? Now, is it great for our kiddos to come be a part of a children's ministry where they have people? You got it right, Sutton, right? When people are loving on us, we tend to grow in the Lord. And I agree. The Lord speaks to us in a number of ways. But there's also times when we need to sit down. I was telling the kiddos this week. Is Mr. Brandon very good at sitting down and being still?
No.
I'm not very good at that, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes we got to sit down and we got to read God's word, and we got to do it over and over again and create a discipline in our life so that we can put God's word into our life. So like Sutton, it just overflows without having to think about it. So the journey is not always easy, but the journey is always worth it. So here's how I want to finish up today. Our kiddos are familiar with this, so hopefully we can get this right. But we are going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to be still. Kiddos, can y'all do that for me?
We're going to,
thank you, Sutton. All right? We're going to be still, and we're going to pray. So kiddos, what's our main rule during prayer time? Closing our eyes is good, but we can't be a distraction. So this for us is going to be our invitation this morning. And I know our service was a little bit different, and maybe it didn't quite seem the same way like Brother Jeff would teach a sermon. But the beauty is that our kiddos in this church are learning God's word, and they're putting it into practice. And so my hope is that you guys are encouraged of what you've seen a glimpse of the day. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's to follow and all that. But Mr. Andy's going to come up, and he's going to play a song or two on the piano. And we're going to settle down for just a second, and we're going to pray. But here's where it gets really neat. Not only are our kids going to pray with and amongst one another, but you guys are going to join us in this time. So if you want to come up and want to pray with your kiddos, that's perfectly fine. If you want to come up and pray amongst just by yourself, you can do that. But I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If anybody comes to the altar, they don't come alone. That's one of my favorite things about it. I get choked up every time I think about it. My favorite things about this church is we do not go through this journey alone. And I hope that you guys that have been a part of this church are beginning to realize that. And if you're new to this church or you just came today because your kid was here at VBS, my hope is that you will begin to see that as well, that your kids are loved, but so are you. And so as you guys enter, or as we enter a time of prayer, I'm going to ask that our kiddos kind of hang tight for just a little bit, but I'm also going to invite you guys into this time of prayer with us.